This is the WOKV Spotlight on 104.5 WOKV.
8:11 on Jacksonville's Morning News, and we always spotlight the weekend on Thursday morning, and it is Mother's Day weekend, so we have to start with the one mother among us to find out not only what you're doing, but how you're celebrating Mother's Day. Do you know yet? Do you have a plan?
I do not have a plan yet. Is that terrible?
No, not necessarily.
I think my plan is to not have any plans.
That's good.
That would be the ideal plan.
Time, so. Quiet, peace. Those are a lot of things that I hear often from my wife that she wants on Mother's Day.
I mean, as long as there aren't any bears outside, I'll probably go outside and dig in the garden.
Okay.
That's my boring weekend planned.
Around the rain and the thunderstorms,
around the rain and the thunderstorms.
As a mother, what are good, thoughtful gifts that we might consider giving our wives and our moms?
So I guess I have to mention diamonds, right? Because they're always amazing. But anything
from Beard's
homemade.
Diamonds?
From Beard's,
yeah,
Diamonds,
okay.
Yes, just
over
theoretically.
At St. Johnstown Center, just mm-hmm. saying.
I wouldn't buy a diamond anywhere else.
Neither should you.
But in addition to that, I would say definitely something homemade. It means so much more to me when my children give me something homemade. So, like, my daughter's at college, and she told me that she had something made for me, but she couldn't mail it. So it's worth the wait to get it. You know, I would rather my children, and I always call them children even though they're in their 20s.
Sure.
So sorry, guys, embarrassing you all the time. But I'd rather they pick something, you know, pick flowers or something outside rather than, you know, spend a whole lot of money. They can buy something if they want, but then also give me a homemade card or, you know, just do something nice.
I'm kind of sentimental too when I get Father's Day things or even just a birthday. Like if it is frameable or postable in our house, we've got all sorts of that stuff around the house. I just love that sort of stuff.
Yes, me
it's
too.
Sweet. And then to see how their writing has changed, or maybe not through the years.
So really quick, funny, when my children were little, for some reason, they didn't give me flowers. They would give me rocks.
Aw.
Yeah. So, and I've never thrown any of those rocks away, so we literally have a box of rocks.
Flowers are so cliche.
Have moved from place to place to place to place.
The box of rocks, I love it.
When I sold my house, there was, you know, like the box of rocks, and the guy who was helping me move said, "There's just rocks in here," and I was like, "Yes, very. Those are very important rocks.
They are not just rocks.
Not
they
just
are
rocks.
Treasures.
Yes,
I'm sure he thought I was some kind of weird hoarder or something, but yeah.
Wow." All right, Scotty, what do you got cooking for this weekend?
Well, you know, some people are giving gifts of flowers or, you know, rocks or, you know, fancy diamondy rocks and things like that. I'm a big fan of giving the gift of experiences, such as this experience available at the Florida Theater.
Oh,
that's
man.
Awesome. I can adopt you.
That brought back so... We can't hear you. You need to...
Got so excited there. Forgot to turn on my mic. The Fraggles are coming. Fraggle Rock Live. Back to the Fraggle Rock. It's a live show going on at the Florida Theater this weekend. It's Sunday. It's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Tickets are still available. You want to treat mom to an experience? There's a flashback. Treat mom to a time when you were a kid. Or, you know, if mom's not into it, treat yourself to a time when you were a kid and give mom the gift of peace and being out of her hair for a little while. Tickets still available. You got plenty of opportunity to go get them. The Fraggles are back live. Fraggle Rock Back to the Rock at the Florida Theater Sunday, 3 o'clock. I highly recommend you check it out.
Depending on mom's age, mom may have grown up with Fraggle Rock. My wife did. She loved Fraggle Rock. Oh, my gosh. I love that. All right, Benjamin, what do you have cooking this weekend?
This weekend, we have the Jacksonville Symphony performing the Cirque of Ice and Fire. So I've never been to one of these before. This is where they have, you know, strong men, aerial flyers, contortionists coming in to do all kinds of amazing performances, all set, you know, to the tune being provided by the symphony itself. So this should be pretty fun. It's tomorrow and Saturday at 7:30. I haven't even looked at ticket prices, but, you know, standard like $30-$35 for a decent seat. And this is just going to be fun. I missed the Paranormal Cirque that was earlier this year, so I never got to go to, like, the Big Top. This will be a close second.
Nice. Home and Garden Show is this weekend over at the Jacksonville Expo Center if you are looking for some upgrades this spring and summer and obviously around the garden. So that might be something, Mom, over there for this weekend if you're looking for that. Funk
Great
Fest
way
is-
to address some of those garden interests, but to do it outside of the elements, just in case you're at that rain part of the Rain or Shine weekend.
Indeed. Funk Fest is going down at the Metropolitan Park with a whole lot of different music for you. And if you're into the laughter this weekend, one of the comedy performances is The Mother's Love and Laughter with comedian A-Train and Friends. That'll be Sunday at the Terry Theater at the Jacksonville Center for the Performing Arts. I think from all of us to all of our moms who are out here in the audience, happy Mother's Day. 8:16 on Jacksonville's Morning News.